Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. Are you ready to worship? Bless the Lord tonight. Come on, I want you to get out your seats and go bless somebody. Just minister to somebody, encourage somebody, or offerings up front. But just get to know somebody tonight. Amen. As our praise team comes up and begins to worship and bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's get desperate for Him tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't come to give you a part of Him, just a piece, but the whole thing. All that He is. All that He is. All that He has to offer every one of us. He wants to give it to you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. You believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Come on, let's cry out tonight. I need your strength tonight, God. Come on, hallelujah. I need your supernatural strength tonight. Hallelujah, God. Whatever you're going through tonight, hallelujah. Whatever you're facing, hallelujah. There's nothing bigger than our God. Come on, somebody shout. There's nothing bigger than our God. Hallelujah. You know, He's mighty God. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. I've come to declare my God is mighty. Hallelujah. Our God's worthy. Hallelujah. He's a great God. Hallelujah. He won't fail you. Come on. He won't fail you. Hallelujah. He won't leave you alone. Hallelujah. But our God is mighty. Our God's worthy. Hallelujah. And I just got to say thank you, God. Hallelujah. I got to praise Him. Come on. Hallelujah. Let it rise up in you tonight. Hallelujah. Let the strength of God, hallelujah, surge you and move you. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, amen. Shout to God one more time. Shout to God one more time. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Children may go to their classes. Praise Him. You just keep the flow. Amen. Praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't know what y'all came to do, but I know what I've come to do. You know what I've come to do, huh? I've come to bless His name. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for God. Because I know the enemy, hallelujah, tries to disrupt everything you try to do. Come on, he's brought chaos and tried to disrupt my service, our service tonight, and what I had planned. Hallelujah. Satan, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Hallelujah. Come on, we got to get bold. We got to say, not tonight. Not tonight, hallelujah. I won't let it deter me. I won't let it. We need to get some boldness on us, hallelujah. And authority. Authority in our prayer life. In our family. In our church.
Amen.
In our jobs, hallelujah. We need to declare and know who we are. Know what we're here for. And know that we're loved, hallelujah, beyond measure, hallelujah. Not just a little bit, but beyond measure, hallelujah. When I didn't deserve it, and I wasn't looking for it, He loved me, hallelujah. He was standing outside my door, hallelujah. Everywhere I went, hallelujah. Every place I went, this way or that way, God was waiting for me. He was looking for me. He was hunting me down because He wanted to pour out all that He was on who I am, hallelujah. He wasn't going to leave me because I was born, hallelujah. I was born as a son of God, a child of God, amen. I am a child of God. Come on, amen. Tell them I'm a child of God.
Child of God.
And the enemy wants to disrupt that course, hallelujah, that God has planned for you. Purpose and destiny in your life. He wants to disrupt it. He wants to get you off track. Because you're valuable. What's he got? I'm that valuable? Yeah. God's got a calling on my life. He's got a calling on your life. And the enemy's throwing everything he can at this generation to stop with God. But I'm here to say tonight, hallelujah, I'm going to wait on God, hallelujah. I'm going to wait on God, hallelujah. I'm going to be strengthened by Him, hallelujah. When I'm weak, hallelujah, my God's strong, hallelujah. No matter what enemy comes our way, we're mighty in the power of our God. So I just want us to hold on to that tonight. As we enter in and take hold of God's Word, we got to do communion, and I'm going to try to do this in 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Is that all right? Amen. All right, praise Jesus. Sit down. What are you doing? You can't keep going like that. You'll get me wound up. No, thank you. God bless him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There they are. Glasses. I just want you to know, you get around worship, God just wants a new song to come out of you. Come on, we know how to sing certain songs. Woo, whoa, knows me. Come on. We know how to sing the blues. Come on, amen. We know how to sing those songs. We get in beat with them. Come on, amen. They're familiar. You know all the notes to the song. Come on, amen. But God wants us a new song. Hallelujah. Something happens whenever you begin to step into the river and begin to let flow. Amen. Something stirs within you that God wants you to know. Amen. Amen. So let's get into the Word of God. Last week, we talked about how that God passes by. Amen. He's always passing by. And you can look all through the Scripture, and it's interesting to take a look at it when you're reading to see that He was passing by that way. And that just really thrills me. Because I want us to realize that tonight, He doesn't just want to pass by. But He wants to make an abode with us. He wants to have abiding place in each one of us. He just doesn't want us to see Him pass by and just see from afar off, outside the crowd, outside the circumstances that we see, that God, it is possible that God can do this for me, but I'm over here and He's passing by there. I want you to know that God just doesn't want to pass by, but He wants you to experience Him. He wants you to know Him. And sometimes I talk about this, and we share this because I think this is powerful for us to recognize with our relationship with God, and how that God's desperate for us to fill us and move us. And in Him I live, I move, and I have my being. I don't even know what that is, but I want it. My being with God. Hallelujah. Being with Him. Experiencing Him. Letting Him be my healing. Letting Him be my strength. Let Him be my peace. Let Him be my hope. Let Him be my love. Hallelujah. I just want Him to be, hallelujah, my life. But we often do this, and we get in this place. Last week we talked about how that nobody loves me like Jesus loves me. No one can love me like Jesus. Hallelujah. No one will ever come close to loving me. My wife loves me, but nobody will love me like Jesus loves me. And I want times, this is the one relationship that sometimes we experience God in these different arenas and different levels, that sometimes every one of us go through different stages sometimes. But God doesn't want us to come in and out. God doesn't want us to, He doesn't just want to pass by, but He wants us to know Him and all that He is. But sometimes in our relationships, it's just like how we have relationships with one another, that you see one another, and just like I'm waving at Sam back there, and I'm just waving at him. Come on, sometimes in life, you're just waving at God. You know He's there. Come on, amen. You know He's there, and you see Him, and you're just waving. There's a distance there, and you're okay with that. It's just, come on, I don't care what you say. There's different times sometimes where that we're vacant from God, or we're separating ourselves, and we want to keep Him close. I can see Him. I know. I don't want to live without Him. As long as I wave, I'm waving at me, I'm waving. You're supposed to participate in this thing. But then, I need something more. I want you to know that once you taste it and see that He's good, you can't stop. That something within you is going to keep looking. Stop looking, it's Him. Come on, tell someone it's Him. But then you come to a place where you just, this is close, this is good. Shake someone's hand. You see that? You gotta move, you gotta grab hold of somebody's hand, and you gotta reach out. And sometimes that becomes okay with us. Sometimes that becomes an experience that we know God at. But I want you to know, He won't stop. Because He doesn't want you to know you're there. He doesn't just want this. But He wants a deeper relationship. You're not a prop. Listen, that's an embrace. Come on, amen. That's an embrace. That's taking hold of, holding on and experience that, feeling the heartbeat. Come on, amen. So I want you to know that John was that way. He just didn't want to just know Him. He just didn't want to get to that. But he got to a place where he was so desperate that he put his head on his heart and he could hear the heartbeat of the Father, that he was that desperate. Come on, amen. Nothing else would matter more than that. Come on, a desperation for God, that you need Him more than anything else. More than anything.
It becomes a hunger within us. So we could see in the Bible there's different ones with different experiences that they needed God, they wanted God, and they passed by and as He passes by. But there's more. I want us to see this tonight. Not just passing by, but He's abiding. Let's look at Ephesians. I've been in this all week, Ephesians. And I love this. It's in the Bible. You know that. And this is Ephesians 2. It's always the hardest one to find sometimes. It's Galatians, Ephesians. Amen. But I'm going to read something to you, and I'm going to try to do this. This will be a two series because I know I'm not going to get done with this. I know. God, help me, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come on, ask God to help me. And He says in 2:1, it says, "And you have He quickened." Man, I love that. He has quickened me. Man. He has quickened me. I just want you to hear this and know that there's quickenings that God has upon us, just like passing by, that God desires to quicken us because sometimes we fall asleep. Sometimes we fall asleep on it, not on purpose. Remember His disciples? They love Jesus. They love Jesus. Sometimes they get a bad knock, but they love Jesus. But their flesh was weary like ours sometimes. And the enemy wants to step in the midst of your weariness and distract you from what's important. He wants to distract us from what's most important. But I want you to know that we got to be aware of the quickening that God has. Just like tonight, I want you to know that I felt run down, but I was quickened, hallelujah, as I stood before the King saying, "I'll wait upon you." Amen? Come on, there's a quickening that happens, that God wants to quicken every one of us to be aware of Him. Come on, amen? And you say, "Well, how do I, God's always with me." Then, listen, we've talked about this too, but I want to, because I think this is real, amen? It's whenever I'm watching a documentary, something really important. And my wife says, "Chris, did you not hear me?" My daughter will shake me. Dad, didn't you hear us calling you?
No.
That's us. Come on, he's there, right there. "Chris! Hey! I love you, come here!" But something's got my attention, something's distracting me, something's pulling me off course. I want you to hear this and know that, but there's quickenings. There's quickening that comes from God, hallelujah, that he wants to quicken us. And wherein in times past, you walked according to the course, say course, of this world. According to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. It can't work in the children that are obedient, but it works in us that are disobedient, that kind of turn off, that don't take hold of it. But he wants to disrupt that. I want you to see something that just like Lazarus, you know, that he was like every one of us sometimes, where that sometimes we find a cave. Lazarus was laying in a cave and he was dead. Say he's dead. Sometimes we don't hear, but I want you to know that whether we know it or not or realize it or not, he's outside. I want you to know that Lazarus didn't know that Jesus was outside his cave. But he was. And everybody else was trying to disrupt Jesus from him interrupting the course that Lazarus was on. But I'm here to tell you that our God, hallelujah, if we're quickened by Him, by the voice of Him, will disrupt what the enemy has called and has said is going to be upon your life. Whether it's death, hallelujah, whether you've been in a cave of depression, whatever that is, if you can just turn your ears and be quickened, say quickened, quickened by the voice of the Almighty God, it'll disrupt His plans. Shocked everybody. No, but he's dead. There's people that I love you that might feel like, oh, they want to. But I want you to know that nobody loves you like Jesus. They all loved him, but they gave up because why? The course that was going before them. We just got to accept it.
Just know, man, I'm a disruptor.
I come to shake things up. I'm an earth shaker. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm a people quickener. Come on, I'm here for a reason. I'm here to quicken you, to cause you to get back on track. Amen. To enlighten you, for you to be awakened to what I have for you. Come on, to walk out in power and authority. That's what he's come to disrupt. So he stepped on a scene and spoke the name of Lazarus, because he had to say Lazarus, because if he said the dead rise, everybody would have got up. But he got out of that tomb and he came out of that place. Come on, say new beginning. I want you to know that sometimes he's got to disrupt us and quicken us sometimes because we get off course. But you can't stay there. Tell someone you can't stay there. Every one of us, somewhere, sometime in our relationship, we fall asleep. Come on, we get lazy in our doing, in our worshiping, or our thankfulness. And we learn to complain more than we walk into rooms and look at problems instead of realizing that we have a God that, hallelujah, is a problem solver. Come on, we begin to look at people negatively and improperly instead of seeing them the way that He sees them. There's no problem impossible with God. Everybody there thought it was impossible, but He says, no, no, no. Do you know who I am? I'm the God of the impossible. Nice to meet you. Yeah, that's what he wants to show you, who he is. Amen? He says that, where's that? Where are we at? And he says, among whom he had a conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of our flesh in our mind, the desires of our mind. I want you to know that in our flesh, that we get in a routine of fulfilling the desires of our flesh. We get in routines, we get into a familiar system sometimes. Or that we lay back, that you move in the Spirit and you know and taste and see and you're like, this is awesome. But sometimes we begin to let our desires take hold of us and get us off course. Instead of being led by the Spirit, we get led by our flesh. Y'all been there? Come on, amen? We just going to be real tonight? Come on. Can't be anything else, amen? He says to get you off course. He says, but God. Say, but God. Who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us. It was with His love, His great love, that He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, when we weren't aware of Him. He says, He hath quickened us together in Christ. He's quickened us together in Christ. By the grace you are saved. And He hath raised us up together. Say together. He says, to sit in heavenly, say, sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's given me a seat. He's given me place. He's given me destination. Come on, amen. To sit in heavenly places on the right hand of the Father. I want you to recognize this, to sit in heavenly places. See, sometimes I want you to know we're not meant to walk in earthly things with an earthly mindset. Negative and disappointment and loss. But he says that he's given us purpose, that he's placed us in heavenly places. And I want to try to expound on that tonight, that we can recognize that where is that? Hallelujah. What does that look like? Because I want that. Hallelujah. I want heaven on earth. Come on, amen. I want heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the way that it is in heaven, God desires it to be on earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Desires it to be on earth. But the enemy tries to get you off that course of that kingdom experience of heavenly places. Ephesians 1:19 says this, and it says, let me jump up a little higher, verse 17, it says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, quickened, that you may know what is the hope of the calling, and what is the riches of glory of His inheritance in you. His inheritance in you. Hallelujah. And what is exceedingly greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He brought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. He set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. I want you to see that He's given us... No one loves me like Jesus. He has made a place for you beside the Father. And it comes through Christ. He's given you that space, that place in Him. That availability. Come on, I want you to know that you don't know what kind of things I've went through. I want you to know that Jesus went to the tomb. He went to darkness. He went to death, hallelujah, so that you can experience, so that you have the authority and the avenue out of that place into where He has for you. To experience Him. He experienced everything that anybody is ever going to go through. He has. There's no disappointment. There's no tragedy that any one of us cannot say that He knows my pain. He knows my hurt. But He didn't stay there, which gives me the authority and understanding through Him, I don't have to stay here no more. Tell someone I don't have to stay here no more. Someone get excited now. All right, we'll try something. I'll try a little harder. I'm sorry. He shows us what it looks like having a seat. And this is what it looks like. He says, for far above principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name. Say every name. Every name. See, a name gives you a picture of what you have in mind. When you say Chris Kaufman, you don't have to be with me to imagine me. I hope so, in a good way. Come on. But when you have a name, come on, it gives place. It gives understanding of what it is. So I want you to know, He said above every name, no matter what His name. Come on, say what name? What His name? No matter what His name, no matter what His name, He's above that name. He's seated above that name. And He is inviting me, come on, amen, to sit with Him in that authority. See, I want you to know that it's not just some other day. It's not just some sweet by and by. It's today. It's today. Tell someone it's today. The Bible says the kingdom of God is at hand. Where's your hand? Reach out and tell someone it's at hand. Come on, amen. That God wants you to experience this today. I love that. It's today. Above principalities. Above dominions. Above powers. All those things that sometimes try to get you off course. Try to disrupt you from sitting in heavenly places. To try to steal your seat. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. Don't give him your seat. I want to make it plain for you. Jesus Christ died upon that cross so that you can have a seat with Him in heaven. So that you can have authority. So that you could be robed with righteousness. You don't have to be naked and ashamed. That you can wear the ring of authority, distributing His kingdom on earth. Right now. Right now. That you can taste in others because of you can taste and see that the Lord is good. Listen. Are you all right? Luke 8:23. Jump around. Amen. I have an iPad right here. It's really nice. Works really good. I don't know. I'm old-fashioned. I can't get away from the Bible. Listen. But the enemy wants to disrupt you, get you off course. And this is what the Word of God says, that even with His disciples, the enemy tried to step in and disrupt them. And He says, and now it came to pass a certain day. This is in 8:22. It says, there was a ship with the disciples, and He said unto them, let's go to the other side. And He says, and they launched forth. You all know this, but I want you to hear this. Says, sometimes you need to be quickened. And it says, and they said, and they fell asleep. They sailed. And he fell asleep, I'm sorry. And there came down a storm and wind in the lake, and they were filled with the water, and they were in jeopardy. And it says, and they came to him, and they woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and he ceased, and they ceased, and the wind stopped, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? I want you to know right then and there, he quickened them. Because their faith at that moment was off course. And they needed quickened. Just like every one of us, that we're the disciples, they're with Jesus. But he's in the bottom of the boat sleeping. Because why? He's in heavenly places. Come on, amen. He's not getting distracted by the things around him. I want you to know there's a lot of things around us. Tell someone there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that there's wind blowing that are real. Come on, amen. This ain't fake. I'm telling you, there's some, and you're feeling it shake you up a little bit. And I want you to know that it takes time sometimes to find yourself, because you want to, man, you might be down below in the bottom deck and Jesus is sleeping. He's snoring so loud, but you hear the sound. Come on, amen. You know you shouldn't go up there, but you go up anyways and you take a peek. And the moment you look out there, all of what quickened, whew, you get your eyes on the wrong thing and you get off course. You get disrupted from the calling, from where you're supposed to be. Where you're supposed to be is in heavenly places with Him. He's having heavenly dreams. Hallelujah. He's having heavenly dreams. And the enemy wants to disrupt that, throw everything at you. But I want you to know that, listen, those moments in our lives become opportunity. He might try to get you off course, but I want you to know in those moments, right then, right there, something stirs. When he said to them, this might have looked, but the glory of God happened right then. That meant the power of God was demonstrated when he looked at his disciples and he says, Where's your faith? Is it in the storm? Because in heavenly places, he's above every name. He's above every storm. He's above every principality. He's above every power. He's above every authority. Come on, amen. Where he is, I need to be. Ooh, hallelujah. I need to be where he is. I need to find my place. He's given me a place. I'm not going to abandon my spot. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give up my seat. Hallelujah. Where I am with him. Sometimes you got to quicken. He had to quicken his disciples to awaken them, to get them quickened back. To shock them back into reality. Because darkness wants to cover, overshadow us. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to know the hardest thing to be quickened is when you're this far away. But when you're right here. This is the place that I could say, I love you. And you can hear me. It's hard to hear from that distance. I want you to know that Jesus, I want you to know that sometimes you find yourself wondering why you're empty, feeling like God failed you. It's not God that failed us. Maybe we didn't get on the boat, or maybe you're not where he is. Come on, Jesus showed his disciples. They got with him and they experienced these amazing things because they got in the boat. There was people that were there and they were standing on the shore. And when they got out, he wants everybody to experience this. But somewhere, sometime, we got to get in the boat. Somewhere, sometimes, we got to lay it on the line. We got to say, I'm desperate for you. Come on. I love you more than everything else. Come on. I love you more than the distractions. I love you more than the voices. Come on, amen. I love you more than the pain. I love you more than the unforgiveness. I love you more than that. And he got in that place. He's on that beach. They're standing there. And I want you to know there's some of those ones, man, they're just, do I go? Do I go? Don't wait. Hallelujah. Go. Don't hesitate. Because it's those moments the enemy will whisper and tell you, you can't do this. You're not worthy. You don't got this. You're never going to make it. You're a failure. You're not good enough. You don't have enough. Let me start listening. Trying to get you off course. Why? Because you're valuable. You have purpose. You have destiny. He's got a calling on you. And he gives you a place. See, the enemy's lost his place. He wants you to lose your place. Listen, so they're standing on the beach. They're standing. But I want you to know that those Jesus is getting out farther and farther. This is where things get messed up. This is why it's so important for us to be close to Him, to know what He's saying. Because I don't want to misrepresent Him. Here's what I mean by this. Because He's on that boat. And those that were on that boat could hear everything He was saying. But those ones that were on the shore, a distance away. What did He say? I think He said, hate your enemies. Come on. I don't know, but they had a hard time hearing what He was saying because of the distance. See, He wants you to represent Him. He wants you to know His voice. He wants you to feel His heartbeat and the compassion and love that He has for those that are out there. So that I can be at a place where I love her the way that He called me to love her. I want you to know that we can't get mad sometimes at people, but I want you to know it's not God. It's not God that's done this, but sometimes it's people just not hearing God. It's sometimes people staying a place because they don't feel vulnerable. They're afraid to get close to God. I want you to know that He wants you to know Him, to represent Him, to reveal who He is by the connection that you have with Him. And the enemy wants to disrupt that. Am I making sense? A couple minutes. You all right? First page, 8 to go. Yes. No. Listen, our spiritual spirit is in the right place, but our flesh and our mind gets off course. Gets off course. Come on, amen? And we got to listen to the GPS. God's positioning system, when it's saying this, turn right. Turn right. Make a U-turn. Make a U-turn. I know you said that to me many of times. Go back to start. I'm with you, Jesus, but I'm skipping that part. No. Recalculate. Finding a new location. No, no, no. I'm in that place that you're going to win your victory. And we're going to win it together. You're not going to be defeated. I want you to know it was Moses that stood on the mountain. And when God told him, I'll do everything you want me to do, God, he says, go back to Egypt. Recalculating. I'll do everything that you ask me, but I'm not going back there. Do you remember what happened? Go back. See, because I want you to know me as God Almighty. I want you to know me as your deliverer. Hallelujah. I'm not just going to let you stand on this mountain and watch me deliver Egypt. Hallelujah. From here, I want you to go. Hallelujah. And know me. Hallelujah. Like no one else has known me. Hallelujah. So that you can, hallelujah, take millions out of Egypt. And they're led because of your passion. You got to know what I can do. Because if you don't know, you can't lead. Listen, I got to get through this. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Luke, where are we at here? Sometimes the enemy, the course of this world, time and moments and people try to take us out of the way, take over our direction, bring us into misunderstandings or misguided ways. But I need to know Him for who He is to me. Let's look at Luke 22. I want you to hear this. I'm not going to get into the rest. I was going to share with you about the prodigal son. Like, I've never heard it in my, maybe you have, but the way that God was sharing it with me. But we'll do that next week. Is that all right? Amen? All right. Luke 22. And it says, and the Lord said, I want you to know, here's Him quickening. He's quickening Peter. He's quickening him because he calls out his name. You got it. Luke 22, 31. 22:31. See, the enemy's trying to separate him from his relationship. It says, and the Lord said, Simon, And that's a quickening to me, where he called his name twice to get his attention, to know that this is serious. It wasn't just passing. It's like, Kelly, no, Kelly, no, no. That's her name, Kelly, sorry. Randy, when he repeats himself, he's desperate for your attention. He's desperate for your attention because his love for you, hallelujah, his love for you goes beyond him, hallelujah. He's desperate for you to know the depth of his love. He's desperate for you, but he knows the enemy's trying to get you off course. I want you to know that he knows this, hallelujah. He knows this, but he has a way. And it says, and he says, Satan hath desired to have you and to sift you like wheat, to separate you from me. Not today. Sometimes we get bold. Sometimes we get that place. And he says, but I prayed for you. I've got a mediator, hallelujah. One that is crying out for me, hallelujah. That the depths of when I feel like I'm alone, I want you to know that he, hallelujah, he is praying for you. He is calling for you. Come on, amen. It is God who's desperate for you at those moments. So he's praying for me. He said, but I'm praying for you. Nothing's happened yet, but I'm praying for you. Wow. Before, listen. And he says, I pray for you that your faith doesn't fail. And not when you, and when you've converted, strengthen your brother. And I want you to know he believed in him even before he made a mistake. He says, but whenever you've converted, whenever you're quickened and you come to your understanding, come on back. And he says, and now, he says, when you're quickened to the love that I have that arose you from this place, go tell your brothers. Quicken them. I want you to know that God wants us to be quickened so that we can quicken others. So that we can disrupt what the enemy, the course the enemy has for people's lives. Whether it's suicide, whether it's depression, whether there's a lot of things that go on right here in your houses. Come on, amen. Hurts and pains in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. That I need to be quickened to touch your life. And we need to be quickened as a body for one to another, to bless one another, to pray for another. I need to get myself out of me and begin to let God quicken me so that I can bless you. Amen. So that I can speak in your life. And it says, he said he quickened him. He says, and then he said, Lord, he says, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. And what did he say to him? He says, the cock will three times and you'll deny me three times. Amen. He said, before the rooster crows three times, he says, you'll deny me. I want you to know that seems like he's disappointed, but in John 14, 1, come on, amen, you ready for this? Look at this up. I want you to see this. He didn't leave me there. He didn't leave me. But this is in the moment where, thank God, but showed up. He said, because but I'm not leaving you in that place. Hallelujah. Listen to this. You ready for this? Hallelujah. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He says, but believe in God. Believe also in me. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. I've created, hallelujah, a place for you in heavenly places. Far above principalities and powers, amen? Far above the ability of Satan, hallelujah, to control your destiny, but to step out of course and to step into heavenly places, amen? To have the authority and understanding to step out of that place. I want you to know at that moment there's something happened to him. Even though the enemy disrupted it for a moment and caused him to get off course, I want you to know through it all, through that whole place that he watched Jesus, hallelujah, and he realized there had to have been a quickening that came to him, a quickening that stirred his heart for him to realize, oh, that aha moment in his life. I want that aha moment in your life. That moment that God wants us to be quickened to step out, hallelujah, of our arena and step into what he has. And to experience it. And to know it. Come on, praise team. He says, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, you'll be. Listen, speak from a place of victory, because that's where you're seated. We need to speak from a place of victory, because I'm seated in a place of victory. I need to let my speech, my declaration, be from that place. Not from a place of the boat where everything around me is falling apart. It looks that way. Sometimes there's those moments that the enemy tries to get an advantage, tries to find his place, that we give up that state and we give it up to fear. We give up the doubt. We give it up to unforgiveness. We give it up to sin. We give it up in those places. But he's made a place for me. Place for every one of us in him. That we can experience and know him in the fullness of it. Amen? That's why that got wheels. Come on. Listen, I pray that this quickens you. Man, before I'm done, but I want you to see the one thing about this lost son was lost because he got off course. His way was disrupted. But when he came back, he didn't come back. He presented with him with a robe, a ring, and shoes. And I want you to know that he said, put it on him. He didn't say, hey, go get cleaned up and get ready and then come on in. No. He said, put it on him. Place it on him. Put on that robe upon him. Put that ring, because he's not a guest. He's not a visitor. But he's my son. He's seated with me. Whether you see yourself seated with him that way, he sees you. And he wants you to grab it. He wants your hearts to be quickened to it and awakened to it. So I pray tonight that your heart right now, Holy Spirit, I pray right now that each heart in this place is arrested and quickened to God, to your voice, telling us who we are, telling us the authority we have, that we're right in you. We don't have to be ashamed, but we have the authority in you. Hallelujah. Lord, and we have a message to carry out because of what we're shooed with. Well, we have the gospel, hallelujah, that we're to carry this message, hallelujah. And that message causes us to awaken, hallelujah. And the more we declare it, the more we realize and awaken to the love that you have for us and for others. Lord, I pray for us to arise, God, not to be asleep, but arise in your name. Tonight we're going to partake in communion. He gave everything for you to have a place. A seat at the table for me. So I want you tonight, as you stand your feet, I want your hearts to be open. Everybody in this place, hallelujah. Everybody in this house, I want you to know that we do this in remembrance of me, of him. We do this in remembrance. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this to remember me, to put me back together. I want you to know that we put ourselves, we come to a place where, as we partake of his body, that we come back and reminded of who we really are in him and the authority that we have. So I pray tonight, as you come, partake and realize what he's done for you, to give you a seat and accept it. Amen. Take hold of it and believe it with all your heart as we begin to worship and bless his name. Hallelujah. He's made a place for you. Hallelujah. He's made it, and there's no place like home. There's no place like he's prepared for you. It's your place. Don't let the enemy take your seat. It's your seat. It's my seat. Give him any place. We'll be able to declare with all of our hearts that we are
blessed, highly favored.
We're going to try that one more time. I preached my heart out. I want you to say it with everything. We are going to declare that we are
blessed and highly favored
because of you. Amen. Come on, I want you to come downstairs.